vegetables would you put in a gumbo?
What sort of what?
What sort of things, other things would you put in a gumbo?
Well, you put onions, mostly though, onion blades. You get the green blade is better, but a lot of them puts the onions. And some of them leaves pepper, but I can't. The doctors took me clean off of pepper. And not too much salt.
So you can't have much salt?
No. And I can't eat no pepper at all. And I can't eat nothing rough. I love lettuce and cabbage slaw, we call it like that. You know what that is. What we call a cabbage slaw is to take a big white cabbage head and then you cut it real fine, you know, and then you salt it and stuff. I just love that. I can't eat it. I underwent 9 years ago, twice in the same year, I underwent bladder surgery.
You're going strong.
And I was due back over a year and a half ago, but I never went.
You feeling okay, huh?
Huh?
You don't need it. You feeling good.
Well, I figure I didn't need it. And my doctor kept me going now, and I thank the world of him. He's a wonderful little fella. He's a Mississippian. Dr. from Mississippi. And I knew his uncle real well that practiced in Lafayette till he died. But I didn't know that until I went to my old family doctor in Abbeville. And when he checked me, he told me, he says, look, he says, that's your trouble. He says, clean out of my line. He says, let me recommend you a good doctor in Lafayette. Well, I said, I had a doctor in mind in Lafayette that I know. And I says, I know a couple of my neighbors that went to him. He said, who is he? I said, Dr. Funny name. He says, well, if you're going to Dr. he says, you make your own appointment. I ain't going to do it. We both got kind of mad. I said, well, I can just do that.
Dr. Villeville has somebody who looks after the appointments for him?
Before, no, he looked after some of my neighbors. I'd met him before, but I'd never used him. But he had treated my brother and he had treated one of my wife's cousins from here. And that's how me to meet him was through them. And he had a good record. He said, well, let me recommend you a doctor. I said, who is he? He said, Dr.
Lafayette.
Yeah, in Lafayette. I said, no, I'm not going to him. Well, he told me again, he said, well, then you have to make your own appointment. I said, I'll do that. I knew Dr. Latchley real well. I knew his father. He was born and raised here in Kaplan.
Why wouldn't you go to it?
So finally, he directly says, he called me uncle all the time, this doctor, Dr. Hebert. He says, Uncle Eugene. He said, I know a good young doctor in Lafayette. I said, who is he? What's his name? He said, Dr. Al W. I said, okay, I give up. Because I knew his uncle.
What was his uncle name?
His uncle was in New Orleans. And he was associated with Dr. M. O. And me and my wife and one of my friends, Dr. M. O. brought him through here. That was before the road ever opened. Brought him through the marsh a horseback to have some fun out of him, because Dr. Emil was raised in that marsh.